This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The chief of the Environmental Protection Agency told Congress in 2010, quote, "The science behind climate change is settled, and human activity is responsible for global warming," close quote. He sounded like he thought he was Moses coming down from the mountain to give us the final word on the future. However, a new book by Steve Gorham called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism says that the very nature of science is that nothing is ever settled, and new evidence must always be subjected to debate and peer review. Climatism is the word for the belief that man-made greenhouse gases are destroying Earth's climate. Climatists continue to claim that warming trends exist and that we humans are responsible for it. Scientific evidence shows that warming trends occur naturally. Climate change is real and continuous. Winter storms, summer heat, drought, hurricanes, tornadoes, and tsunamis are all blamed by these scientists on man's misuse of the planet. Extreme weather events are used to push expensive policies on the public. Freedom and capitalism are not compatible with the doctrine of environmental sustainability, which calls for these elites to direct the activities of mankind to preserve the planet. Government subsidies, tax breaks, and penalties have benefited some companies greatly, so that some in the scientific community have supported climatism. When scientists dispute man-made warming, attempts are made to keep them silent. One member of the American Physical Society said, "The global warming scam is the most successful pseudo-scientific fraud I have seen in my life as a physicist." To get the real side of the story, you can read Steve Gorham's provocative new book called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Is global warming an imaginary threat? Is it authentic science or politics? Is it about the future of humanity or about money and power? At eagleforum.org, a blog with Phyllis Schlafly delivers the latest news and opinions. Add your comments to the Climate Change blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller. On this Friday, why am I laughing? What were you signaling me? My mic would only be off if this was Monday. See, I shut it off. I shut it off over the weekend. It's a tube microphone, ladies and gentlemen, just in case you're wondering.
I'm telling you. It is the 19th of August, 2013.
Yeah, that's... Were you on drugs today or what? Got 'em. Okay. Anyhow. It's the 30th of August. Oh, Friday. No, I don't. Just in case you ever work a Monday, ask me then. Because over the weekend, I shut the microphone off because it's tube fired. And I don't want to let it overheat and do all that other stuff. At any rate. Well, the Artful Dodger. I watched John Kerry, the Secretary of Defense. And you know, I never did believe the shape-shifting lizard thing until I saw John Kerry, minus the Botox injections, and he's got his head canted down, and he's... You can always tell when somebody's lying. You can, if they're not really practicing accomplished liars... You know, everybody knows, ladies and gentlemen, in politics, campaigning, and all that stuff, you got a big smile on your face. You know, you kiss the babies. You know, you steal their lollipops. You make the promises. And, you know, everybody in politics knows that's not real. And that the people that are watching this, they halfway expect it. So they're not really that upset when you don't follow through on your campaign promises. Well, some people don't get upset. But I'm watching Kerry. And he's saying that Assad has unleashed these chemical weapons. And Kerry is not... I don't know what's going on with this guy. But it's almost as if he's got a portrait hidden in his attic. And that somebody showed him that portrait. You remember the story about Dorian Gray? eternal youth. There's only one problem. The picture or the portrait of him had to remain covered, and he could never look at it. If he ever did, he would immediately become the age of that painting, which was aging and not Dorian Gray. I'm looking at John Kerry. I couldn't see his eyes. You know, he's got these deep recessed eyeballs. It almost looked like he didn't have any. Eyes, that is. And it was just the creepiest, spookiest thing to watch this guy stand there and lie. And who's the shape-shifting lizard guru out there that keeps wanting to shoot himself in the foot over? David Icke? You know, I mean, the guy can blister and rabble-rouse a crowd into fever pitch with all the stuff, good stuff. And then he comes along with the shape-shifting lizard crap. Why? I don't know why. People have asked David Icke why he does that. And because it's true, really. Okay, thanks. Thanks, David. And it's almost a self-destructive little... It's like going around telling people that the Arabs own Hollywood. You know, if they go off of that one statement, they're going to look at you and go, well, you're a crackpot. You have no validity, and anything that you've ever said is probably a lie. Well, half of it, anyhow. So there he is, doing what Donald Rumsfeld did, doing what General Schwarzkopf did, doing what George Bush did, doing what Condoleezza Rice did, doing what Richard Pearl did, lied through their teeth. Now, people, wouldn't it have been a much better show? Wouldn't you have gotten your money's worth? With rather than getting Saddam Hussein in a courtroom and just showing you the little clips of disagreements between Saddam Hussein and a judge, that's all that you were ever supposed to see. You weren't supposed to see the trial. I myself, what a reality show that would have been. It would have had to have been subtitled, but man, what a reality show that would have been, because this is the reason why we went to war, blew up half the planet. And well, you know what I'm saying. It would have been. They would have gotten their money's worth, except for one thing. Saddam Hussein would have explained to the entire world. Wait a minute. I didn't engineer this thing. I got a visit from Donald Rumsfeld back in the early 80s, 1980. They wanted me to go after the Iranians. They sold me and gave me billions of dollars, Reagan, along with Colin Powell, made sure that they were getting anything from Band-Aids to howitzers. And as long as they were going to go kill Iranians, cool, you know. But see, we'd already been in Iran before, remember? CIA installed the Shah of Iran. And many people to this day will go, that was a pretty smart political move. Was it really? It gave us Ayatollah Khomeini in 1979. And a bunch of pissed off Iranians because they didn't like the Shah. Because the Shah was just a puppet for the West. But it was so bad. They had to kill off Saddam. They had to kill off his two sons. What the hell was his sons' names? Huday and Yuhu, or whatever their names were. Because they would have been there to give witness as to how that country was set up. Well, here they go again, lying through their damn teeth. Lying through their teeth. I mean, it's so bad that for the first time, and I had to look this up, and it's true. This is so bad that for the first time since, I think, 1780s, this is the first time the English Parliament did not give a vote for war. They're going, we're out of this one. And no, folks, you know, no phone calls, no emails, no, there's not Russian troops on the ground in Syria. I don't know where some of this information comes from, but coming out of the mouths of fearmongers, I would expect something like that. Before you go off half-cocked and spreading information like that, do the due diligence, check it out yourself. As we have always told you, check out what we say. If we are in error, we will correct it. If an honest mistake has been made, we will correct it. I'll get into this, man. I mean, here we go again. Only a lot of people aren't really going along with it. Could this be the thing that pulls Obama out of office? Oh, God, please let it be. Please. Let's bust up the neocon cabal once and for all.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Prime Minister David Cameron's plans to join a potential military strike on Syria were thwarted yesterday, or last night, when Britain's parliament narrowly voted against the government's motion to authorize such action in principle. In a humiliating defeat for the British leader, likely to damage Cameron's hopes of being re-elected in 2015, and set back traditionally strong U.S.-UK relations, Parliament defied Cameron by a 285-272 vote. Commentators said it was the first time a British prime minister had lost a vote on war since 1782, when Parliament effectively conceded American independence by voting against further fighting to crush the colony's rebellion. Speaking immediately after the vote, Cameron told lawmakers he would not seek to go against Parliament's will. It's pretty smart politically, because maybe they were getting ready to drag him out of Parliament and lynch him. Who knows? He says, "It is very clear tonight that while the House has not passed a motion, it is clear to me that the British Parliament, reflecting the views of the British people..." The British Prime Minister is listening to the people? Hey, do me a favor. Let's do a time capsule. And let's commemorate this moment. Because our people in Washington, D.C. sure as hell don't listen to us. Could you see Obama coming out and saying, "Well, I've been hearing what the American people are saying, and you know, they don't want Obamacare, so therefore I'm going to back off and I'm going to ask Congress, to defund it." Could you see that happening? Now, that would be a seminal moment. 1782? Seriously? And it's clear to me that the British Parliament, reflecting the views of the British people, does not want to see British military action. I get that, and the government will act accordingly. Hell, we've been saying that for how many years? This whole damn Middle East foray thing... Oh, it's a many-headed hydra, trust me. But a lot of it has to do with commerce. A lot of it has to do with the peace and tranquility of Israel, which they don't need our help. They sure as hell haven't needed the $20 billion plus we've given them every year for God knows how many years. Armed them with everything that you could possibly arm them with. Made sure that they got all the nuclear weapons they wanted, all the delivery platforms, including submarines. We didn't say anything about that when they went out and bought some old submarines capable of launching nuclear weapons underneath the waves in the sea. And we didn't say anything there either. And we've been funding them. And we've sat back and played this stupid little political game while they've butchered Palestinians, stolen, and this was God's move. This wasn't the Arabs that moved in and stole it from the Jews. It was God that came in and said, "Hey, Jews, here's the diaspora. Disperse. And don't come back until I send a Messiah." So here are the Palestinians living in peace and tranquility. And we got to have a state. So in 1948, who sets it up? Pretty much terrorist. The Stern and Ergen gangs, classic definition of modern day terrorists. If you want to get out the modern day definitions, propping up the dollar. The Bretton Woods Agreement is dead. It's been dead for a long time. Do you now start to understand why for 50 years these stupid-ass politicians, excuse me. No, don't excuse me. I'm tired of excusing them. You should be tired of excusing them. For 50 years, for half a century. Oh, well, we're protecting our interests, They've got crude over there. We've got crude up to our eyeballs in this country. We've got access to it. We don't need the Middle East. Don't need them. Cities are crumbling. Half the country's out of work. We got debt we can never repay. We have so many problems in this country right now with an out-of-control government that sees, hears, speaks no sense, and absolutely nothing constitutional. That's what used to rein these clowns in. They were afraid to cross the line. They were afraid of the anger and the angst of the American people standing up and going, "You know what? Put his head on a platter. I want it delivered today." And they would have been right by doing it. I am seeing stuff going on. And we are not blameless here. Before you sit back in your chair with a little smile on your face, you, your parents, their parents took a whole lot for granted. And instead of speaking, said nothing. Took no action. Demonstrated to no one. Grumbled to themselves and sullied off and watched their TV program and got out a bottle of scotch and said, "Oh, the hell with it. They're just a bunch of damn fools anyhow. I'm okay." Ed Sullivan's on in 5 minutes. You want to know what's happened to this country? Look in the freaking mirror. It has been you. It has been me. It has been all of us. You know, this Miley Cyrus thing, what the hell was that on? MTV Music Awards, where this little slut gets out there. She might as well have done this in the nude. She might as well have done this in the, what did they call that, twerking or, well, whatever that means. Do you, listeners, be honest. Do your kids watch MTV? Do they? Why are you not on the phone trying to call the producers of MTV and going, "In God's name, what are you people putting on the air?" You know the reason why this is going on is because you're not saying anything. That's why. You're sitting around and you're waiting for a miracle when the miracle is staring you right in the face. Go look in the mirror. There's the fault, there's the blame, but there's the miracle, there's the cure. How much further do we have to go down? And there isn't going to be any amount of bullets or beans or anything that's going to bring this country back, because the spirit would have already been broken. You'll have a few pockets of resistance that go on, and some good people will get killed, and the other people will turn away and hide their little heads. You know, you think just by disagreeing with this in your own heart and your own mind, that's enough? Really? I have never seen a country or a group of people ever declare and keep freedom for a brief period of time without taking a direct action. Something that might, ouch, hurt a little bit from time to time. Man, we've got so much work ahead of us. This is going to be a generational thing. And it still may not happen. We still may. I think a lot of you out there are consigned to the fact that the United States is gone and, well, what the hell. At least I can grumble and I can grouse and, well, I'll tune in this radio program, you know. Yeah. That'll be my penance, I guess.
AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Get through this story before I blow a fuse. You know, seriously, I am serious about this. Okay, we know the 501c3 preachers, they're afraid to say anything in church. You know what? The hell with them and the hell with the IRS. Where are you people gathering your little flock, going in there, grabbing that preacher around his scrawny little neck and saying, you know what? Now is the time you've got to be speaking up. Now is the time for you to play the good shepherd for your flock and start telling them the truth. And if you don't know it or you're too cowardly, you need to step down. You really have to go. Because there's an entire planet full of cowards. But it's always been the brave people at the crucial times that have always stood up, that made the difference, that made things different. It mattered. So here's Cameron saying it's very clear that while the House has not passed a motion, it's clear to me that the British Parliament, reflecting the views of the British people, does not want to see British military action. I get that, and the government will act accordingly. British Defense Secretary Philip Hammond later said he thought the United States, a key ally, would be disappointed. Disappointed. Oh, this is a severe political setback for Mr. Obama. And all the little vampire bats before him. I get that, and the government will act accordingly. And then, well, yeah. He added, I don't expect that the lack of British participation will stop any action. But he told BBC, it's certainly going to place some strain on that special relationship, referring to the ties with Washington. Special. Special. What is he talking about? What special relationship? That we're still tied to the hip in the international bankster scheme? Are you talking about that one? Or we were around to bail you out like we did during the last depression for your British banks? Seriously, what special relationship is he referring to? What, the fact that we both speak English? And that you do it with a little brogue and we do it the good old American way? I don't get it. They speak English down in Australia, but it certainly sounds different than us. Is that the commonality? That the three countries speak English, and aside from that, there's what? There's what? Rand in New York City. Hello, Rand.
I'll tell you what that special relationship is. We're both boot-licking lapdogs. But anyway,
I was hoping you were going to be Rand Paul.
No, it's different, Rand. You used to play one of my songs on your radio show years ago called New World Odor. But I've been living up in New York for the last 3 years in the middle of this den of thieves. It's been quite enlightening for a Texas boy. But anyway, what I wanted to talk to you about was the subject you were just on there. And I'm just asking myself, what is the deal with Obama here? You know, like when he was running for president, it was all, he was appealing to the whole liberal intellectual crowd, trying to say, look how anti-Bush I am. I'm anti-war. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I'm on transparency and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And it just, for him to be, you know, acting like this monkey with a hand grenade and putting himself in this embarrassing.
By the way, Rand, let me correct something here.
Sure.
That statement was a statement that came in regards to the United States, not Obama in particular. Were you aware of that?
About the monkey with the hand grenade?
Yes.
Well, yeah, but I mean, who's our representative leader anyway, you know?
Well, Rand, you know, thanks, but you know what? No thanks. You know, I don't need that kind of crap today. I really don't. U.S. officials suggested President Barack Obama might be willing to proceed with limited action against Syria, even without Allied support. Yeah, but no final decision had been reached. Veto-holding members of the United Nations have held inconclusive debates on a draft Security Council resolution that would authorize all necessary force in response to the alleged gas attack by Syria's government. Well, it's not alleged. John Kerry said it today. It was Assad's government and his army that did it. We've got the proof. Yeah, you had the proof going into Iraq, too, didn't you? And you lied then, and you're lying now. But there's something in the mix that doesn't smell right here. A bombing campaign going into Syria? Really? Then why is your own Congress, Mr. Obama, saying, wait a minute, we need a vote on this one? At least 140, 150 of these clowns come forward and say, whoa, wait a minute, before we commit here, let's at least take a vote. That's a signal, and these guys, these characters are on vacation. That's a signal that there would probably be more that would go, you know, maybe going into Syria is not a great idea. But we do know that it's the backdoor way to Iran, which I will get into a little bit later. Art, I've not opened up the phone lines yet, but I'll take Art, and I want to get through some of this, folks. I'll open up the phone lines, and I'll tell you, okay? As you can tell, I got a little edge going on here today. Because if they can pull this off, I don't know if this thing sitting in the White House, I don't know if he's going to commit this country to war, going down the path that there's no reversal from. I don't know that. I am not walking in his shoes right now. Art, go ahead.
Hey, John, if you want to go on with things, man, I can call back after a little bit, bro. Believe me, I'm not in a happy mood today either. I just about lost my temper in town today. A lot of it's over this Syria issue.
Well, and think about this one, Art. Our country is melting down. Our country is being destroyed without a shot being fired, without anything really, nothing burning down, flaming, getting blown up, nothing. Our country is literally being destroyed. And here we're talking about some asshat here that wants to go in and bomb Syria for something that they did not do.
Yeah, for real. I mean, I was in town today. This is one of my trips to town, you know, and when I only take a couple trips to town every month because I don't need to go to town that often. I'm in town today, and I hear a group of people, you know, mostly old farts, sitting around, excuse my language, bitching and complaining about a couple different things. First, they start out, they're talking about, you know, the national debt, and, you know, they're talking about this talk that we're hearing that if, you know, they don't come to some kind of agreement on the food bill, there could be cuts in food stamps and cuts in Social Security and this and that and the other, and they're boo-hoo-hooing about this. And then not even 5 minutes later, John, I'm not kidding you, somebody asked, what do you think about Syria? And these very same people that are complaining about the national debt and the threat of having their benefits cut turn right around and say, we need to bomb the hell out of them. John, I like to lost it. I stood up and I just, right in front of God and everybody, are you people stupid? Are you really that clueless? You want to go over there and bomb the hell out of these people when they've not done anything. No, and it's all lies, just like it was with Iraq. And so you want to spend hundreds of billions of dollars on cruise missiles to bomb the snot out of Assad, while at the same time complaining our national debt is really way too high and it's out of control and you might lose your food stamps.
And we have been trying to destabilize his government for 3 years, and it's still standing. What does that tell you about the people in that country with what they think about Assad? What does that tell you? No, we got to go in and just start bombing the hell out of everything. Hell, if we can get him and his wife and his kids, hell, we'll go drone him. We don't care. Let me ask you a question, Art. Because, thank you. You saved me from probably having a stroke and dying here on the air today. Because I am sick and tired of people just sitting back and saying nothing. And when you speak the truth, it may not resonate immediately with the people that you're talking to, but I guarantee you, there are ears that will hear and they will consider what you're saying. They may not engage you. They may not ask you any questions. They may not even say anything to you the next time they see you.
Well, most people in town don't even want to talk to me because they don't like what I have to say. I risk going to jail every time I go to town.
No, my friend. You have to say it. They have to hear it. Hang on a second. We'll be right back. I've got to take this break.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore.
Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruits, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right. Tell you what, Art, hang on one second. BJ in Arizona is getting on a plane after she's been groped by TSA, and she wants to make a quick comment. Go ahead, BJ.
Hi, John.
Hi.
This is real quick. I never think in terms of Obama. I always think, what does Israel want? And I always try to back up real far from the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering why they ever wanted that land, since all they have ever done was cry, everybody around us hates us, and we need to arm up and have your money and your weapons.
Mm-hmm.
I think that getting that land was a strategy move for them to be able to take over the Middle East, and we are the big prize.
Well,
they're trying to kill us off now. They're doing Agenda 21. They want us off our land, and I think maybe that's the ultimate goal.
Well, BJ, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what do you think of this network's worth? On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, 1 being the worst.
Your network?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's 100.
Okay. I want to be able to go out there and reach out and talk to people to make a significant change. And you are right about Israel. I am taking a different tact. I am going to be, and nobody understood this when I said it, I am going to be walking into the camp armed with shield and very sharp sword, smiling. But the point is, I'm going to be in their camp, not on the outside, watching things go on with my nose pressed up against the glass, going, gee, I wished I could have, should have.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, all right. Well, I appreciate the comment. Anything else, ma'am?
I've just been thinking about it, you know, and I'm always thinking, what is the strategy? What is really going on here?
Mm-hmm. Well, and people are still having a tendency to be a little bit too specific when there's a whole lot that's going on. And I am not going to waste another ounce of energy off on the siding here when the 420, actually the Paul Drockton 430, is coming at me full speed. And that's in reference when he and I do a show. 4:30, here comes the freight train. Sounds like it's coming through his house. I'm not going to be standing on the tracks. I'm going to be standing off to the side. You know, I don't know if people understand what we're doing and how we're doing it. But that's okay. But I appreciate your call, dear.
Yes, well, thank you so very much. I wanted to put that one in your pipe there. You can smoke on that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, BJ. All right. Art in Philly. You know, it...
Hey, you know what? People like BJ and people like that, and God love her. I love her when she calls in. She sounds like a really great woman. But, you know, just once I'd love to hear somebody stand up and say, look, if you're going to treat me like a whore and feel me up, at least pay me.
Yeah, you know, I have more respect for a streetwalker because they're not fooling anybody. Everybody knows why they're there. It's man's oldest profession, or at least it's the one that men have took part of for the longest time. I've got more respect for a whore because there's no pretense there.
Yeah, you know what she's about?
Yeah.
And there's no confusion there.
Anyhow, what did the old farts say? Anything?
Well, the first thing, they want to get upset when you call them stupid. And so that's when I proceed to tell them, look, I can handle ignorance, because ignorance is simply lacking knowledge. And if you take somebody with lacking knowledge and you provide them with the information and the fact, you educate them, they're no longer ignorant. But stupid is a social disease. And I know a lot of people don't like the word social, but you got to understand, stupidity is not inherited. It's not hereditary. It's not in your genes. It's not in your DNA. It is something that is taught to you. It is a societal disease.
Art, you're not going to sit there and tell me it's fluoridation in the water, or a secret cabal putting saltpeter in our canned foods at the grocery store. You're not going to tell me that. Oh,
no,
please tell me that, because everybody wants to blame it on something else rather than themselves.
Well, you know, this is what I try to get people to understand. Stupidity is something you are taught. You are trained like a monkey to perform a certain way. And this is what renders you stupid and incapable of critical thinking. It's not until you break those chains and start learning how to think for yourself, instead of listening to these idiot, or as you call them, asshats on MSNBC and C-SPAN or whoever it is that you're listening to, telling you this crap. You want to sit there and complain that your Social Security check or your food stamps are about to be cut, and then in the same sentence or same paragraph, you want to bomb Syria? You know, and then they want to try to talk about, well, this and this, and wait a minute, hold on a second, guys. What you're forgetting is months ago, the Syrian rebels, so-called rebels, which are actually CIA-funded, were caught red-handed stealing this gas, this sarin gas. They were caught red-handed. We've got the video of them firing these 1-foot-long, 9-inch diameter gas tubes or cylinders from basic wheel-mounted rocket launcher kind of thingies. We got the video showing them doing it. Why in the hell would Assad wait until UN inspectors were nearby and then bomb not the opposition stronghold, but an area where a bunch of innocent children and civilians are? What, does this make any sense to you? Especially when the Syrian government has the upper hand. They're taking ground by leaps and bounds. Really?
You know what the problem is, Art? And when I said look in the mirror, I mean everybody that's in this country, and I don't give a damn what kind of moniker that they have, whether they're an ass or an elephant. I don't care. Democrat, Republican, Independent, I don't care. I don't care who and what they are, where. In politics, it would sure help if we got some screaming meanies up there going, wait a minute, not again. And he had representative such and such from Kokomo, you know, attached to his name, or Senator Asshat from Virginia, or whatever. That the voice needs to be raised, and it has to be raised to the point that you cannot drown it out. That it is so clear that it carries on the wind, and everybody hears it. Mm. I am sick to death, and I've come to the conclusion, and I'm sorry to say this, but I've come to the conclusion that the people, the good people in this country, are worn down to the point they don't even want to fight anymore.
Yeah.
That they are starting to think, well, it's all gone, they're so big, and they've got this, and they've got that, and they have resigned themselves to a defeat. That's what I believe today. Tell me I'm wrong. You people out there, you tell me that I am wrong.
I'm pretty much at just about at that point with you, John. But, you know, I'm not giving up on my little local area here of the, you know, the few dozen people I work directly with here in my area. I've not given up on them. These people are holding strong, and they're holding true, and they're impressing the hell out of me just right here in my local area. What's going on in the rest of this country is just, I find absolutely disgusting. But here's what I'm wondering. You know, I wonder how the people would accept someone like, you know, and I thought about this. If I were to step forward and throw my hat in the ring and just tell people, okay, here's my life history, open book, and I mean lay it out for everyone, it would scare the hell out of them because they'd get a free open glimpse at my criminal background and everything else. But at the same time, tell them, look, how many people do you know are going to come to you with this level of honesty to their background, but yet at the same time will bring people who can testify to what kind of person I am today? Now, you know, if I thought for one second that I could get just my county behind me, I could take the sheriff or the mayor position in this county, no problem. The problem is the people are so ignorant and dumbed down that they can't accept the fact that somebody with a crook like my art.
That's when a person like you that has a little criminality, a little wedge that can be used against you, that's when you go find the guy that's not a bad guy. He wants to do the right thing. You sit down, you educate them. You get some people around him, and you push them and support them to take that sheriff's job or to take the county council's job, to put themselves in a position that they can make a difference.
I'm trying. Wake up, people.
I'm telling you.
Wake up.
Art, thanks for your call.
I'm going to be good.
By the way, Art, they could have went all day without hearing your criminal background, which I don't even know. And I don't know if you're talking about you punched out a cop in 1959 or what you're speaking of. But it's not important. The man that you are today is what's important. Unless you killed somebody. Just teasing, Art. Second hour coming up.
Freedom ain't...